It's been 12 years since Kevin Rudd, the then Prime Minister, stood up in Parliament and apologised.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians. We apologise especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities and their country. For the pain, suffering and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants and for their families left behind, we say sorry. To the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, for the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry. And for the indignity and degradation thus inflicted on a proud people and a proud culture, we say sorry.
The legacy of those policies are still being felt today, and families are still trying to find each other. The Kimberley Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation is the central hub for people looking for answers. It's based in Broome but provides outreach services across the region. Team leader Pauline McKenzie is like a detective as she pieces together historic records and fragments of information. And it's something that she's also gone through personally.
We mainly do reuniting family back to prior government policies that when children were taken away in the 1900s up to 1975. Whatever the government has kept in way of research, then, you know, we locate it for the people. It depends on what the government had saved back then, you know. Some had buildings burnt or destroyed by, you know, natural causes. And, yeah, it depends on what they had saved. And it could take up to 2 years. It's not an overnight thing that you find people's history.
What do you do in a typical day, Pauline? Say you've got someone who's come to you seeking help and finding out who they belong to. Where do you begin?
Yeah, they come in and say, I want to find my family, you know. Then we have a sit chat with them and say, where's your family from, you know. And they might say, from the East Kimberley or Central Kimberley. And, okay, were they taken away? Were they put into an institution? That's the main part. If they were put into an institution, then they're part of the stolen generation. Then we look further, so they fill out an application form. If they want family tracing, we can sort of send that thing straight away down to Perth to the Department of Aboriginal Affairs, and they search for that sort of straight away for us. That usually takes a month to come back to us.
And your work, I understand, can even take you to look at cemetery records as well, and that can be an emotional path to follow.
Yes, very emotional. We have records from the cemeteries as well, you know, around the Kimberley. So we could see where people have been buried, you know, if they have been, because one of our reunions too is a graveside reunion. We offer reunions. So there's a face-to-face reunion, family reunion, community reunion, back to mission reunion, back to country reunion.
What is it like for you on a personal level to be that detective, that person tasked with trying to find a person's family?
Yeah. Well, I was really determined too, because my mum was stolen generation too, and she was taken away from the East Kimberley when she was 3 years old. So that really intrigued me about finding her roots, you know. She had an Afghan father, an Aboriginal mother, so that's where I wanted to find her background. Because she never ever talked about it. Never. It was like, I don't know what it was, yeah. But she never ever talked about it.
Were you able to find out more about your family tree then, Pauline?
Yes, I did, yep. And all our family from the East Kimberley, you know, they know who we are and they welcome us back there. And that's our real connection there, you know, with them. So I'll always say, you know, that I'm a Aryan woman from the East Kimberley. Yeah.
What is that like for you to know where you're from? That ability to say, I'm a Nyarranyun woman.
Yep. Very proud, very fulfilling, you know.
Can you give me some examples, maybe, of cases where you've helped people?
This one that stuck in my head all the time is a back to country reunion done at the peninsula, Dampier Peninsula. And we had have this research for a few years until another caseworker came on board, and it's because of oral history and people, you know, friend of a friend of a friend, knowing each other. Yeah, we eventually found this person in Perth, but had, you know, found the family of that person in Perth. And although Mum had passed away, they never buried her. So they kept her ashes because she wasn't belonged to that country down south. And the family thought, well, keep her ashes, you know, one day somebody might come looking. And eventually they did, you know. So they ended up doing a reunion back in Dampier Peninsula, put the ashes in the ground there where she came from, where she belonged. And that was a really, like, even telling me, it's really emotional, you know.
The apology day is on February the 13th.
Yes.
Why is that an important day for your family, for families connected to this organisation?
Because it's been recognised that our people had been taken away. And that's what, it, you know, apology means to me on that day. It's going to be really emotional for all of us, you know, especially Stolen Generation people, yeah. Looking forward to that day too. Can't really put it into words, yeah. But I just wish I knew more of my mum's story. That's what I, you know, it'll always come back to that, I think. Because although I feel fulfilled now, it's just hadn't been at the time that she was alive to talk to us about it.
That's Pauline McKenzie there, and she's a team leader at the Kimberley Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation.